Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
News Radio 1120 KMOX.
Hey, I heard you missed us. We're back. Yeah.
This is Overtime.
Are you ready?
You guys ready?
Well, happy Thursday, a day filled with sunshine here in downtown St. Louis, at least here in Studio B, because Ray Hartman is joining us for Overtime from St. Louis Magazine and, of course, Donnybrook and founder of the Riverfront Times. Thanks for being here.
Introduction. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And also, Mr. Charlie Brennan.
Good morning, everybody.
Well, we see you two gentlemen duking it out tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I hope so.
That's the plan, anyway.
I don't know if this will be one of the topics, but it's certainly an interesting one. Ronnie Jackson has been tapped to head the massive Department of Veterans Affairs, which, of course, has been plagued with complaints and mismanagement for many years. Who's Ronnie Jackson? The president's personal physician, you know, the one who marveled at how fit President Trump was during his January news conference. The Navy doctor will replace David Shulkin at the agency that, of course, has been badly bruised. Ray Hartman, is Dr. Jackson a good choice to lead this embattled agency?
Well, he's a curious choice. I mean, he was also the physician for Presidents Obama and Bush, and he's apparently a really fine doctor, well-respected. He's never run a large organization. I guess he's got as good a chance as anybody else. To put it in perspective, it's a $180 billion budget. That's larger than any state, including California. It's seven times the state of Missouri's budget, basically. So he has no administrative experience. Maybe that agency's so large that nobody can run it. He's a curious choice, but he seems like a fine guy.
Yeah, that's right. I think he was when you say personal physician, it's not like it's his doctor that he brought from New York. There's the role of the physician to the president, and he was appointed by Barack Obama in 2013, but he's been a Navy doctor, I think, since 2006. Look, we had the CEO of Procter & Gamble as the Veterans Affairs Secretary, and it was a challenge for him. So I don't know how this man's going to do. I wish him the best.
Yeah. All right. Longtime St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman is seeking a fourth term. Ellman says the county's budget is good. Things are good in St. Charles County, but he is worried about the steady decline in sales tax revenue from people buying more merchandise online. Charlie, do you find that comment a bit ironic, considering St. Charles County is signing off on giving online retailer Amazon, the giant, over $70 million in incentives to build their fulfillment center in St. Peter's?
Well, they're looking for those 1,500 jobs. I understand that. You know me, and I think Ray and I agree on this. We're not really into giving tax breaks to large corporations. This is one of the biggest ones. At the same time, I think the real issue for our region is the online sales. Until February this year, they didn't pay sales tax in Missouri. And so there's a huge competitive disadvantage between Amazon and all these retailers who are struggling right now. Last week it was Toys for Us. I don't know who's going to be next week. But as more and more people go home and they see the packages on the front step, that's great. But that's a real challenge to the local retailer. And there should be some sort of parity.
I think it's very ironic, but Steve Ellman suffers from the same case of irony that the rest of us do. I mean, everybody, you could not blame our economic development officials, including those in St. Charles County, for going after Amazon with that obscene bidding war that they put out there. I mean, you had no choice. And absolutely, Amazon is really a menace. Unless it's reined in terms of, as Charlie says, it's an unlevel playing field.
Although, while I do agree that we should be paying sales taxes online, fair is fair, I don't think that's the only reason. People just are used to buying stuff online. People don't leave their houses anymore.
Yeah, right.
So
right, yeah.
Even if they start charging sales tax, it's never going to turn around.
It's not just Amazon. But I think what we suffered from is Amazon does not need to do bidding wars. Amazon could locate a plant, just pretend like capitalism still existed, and like the rest of, not everybody, everybody's out for tiffs and so forth. But I think Charles and I agree on this. It's just, it's, it's.
Well, you look at the East-West Gateway Council of Governments. They did that study, and they showed that we've given about $1.5 billion in tax breaks, much of it to retail. But the one area where they don't do that much is St. Charles County.
Well, speaking of the East-West Council of Governments, they are trying to answer the question, what's wrong with Metrolink security? A question often pondered. They're doing a study that will look at whether the trains need more law enforcement. They're going to pay for this study with $400,000 in federal transit funds. The study should be complete by the end of the year. Ray Hartman, who would you put in charge to study whether Metrolink needs more law enforcement?
I don't know who to put in charge. I mean, just there's no... I've over the decades, grown very jaded about studies. We've studied so many things.
We love to study things.
We study things and we study the studies. but there is no question that in terms of both perception and reality, there's a real security issue. One would think that East-West Gateway, again, should be overseeing the study. Bi-state. Certainly somebody with some independence from it. But as much as I don't love studies, I think this one is really needed.
I don't know, $400,000. I think the three of us could do it for $100,000.
You've been listening to Alan Reid and Bill McClellan. They're always trying to horn in on these deals with a cheaper deal.
It is pretty messed up right now. I think East-West is a good group to do it because there's so much inner district problems.
Right.
The radios aren't talking to each other. A guy in the city will write a ticket, but it won't be prosecuted by the county prosecutor if the train ends up in the county. And I think they need one person to just kind of bring everyone in and say, okay, here's how we're going to do it. I'm not sure a $400,000 study is the key.
All right, we need to take a break. And speaking of transportation, how's your ride in looking? Traffic and weather together in 2 minutes. KMOX News Time, 8:39.
Back to overtime. Don't stop. Hey. News Radio 1120 KMOX.
It's 8:42. It's round two of overtime on this rainy Thursday morning. Charlie Brennan, Ray Hartman, and Debbie Monterey. And let's talk about free-range parenting. This is an interesting issue because we all think we shouldn't be helicopter parents and our kids should be more independent. And yet parents around the country, there have been a number of cases where parents get arrested for letting their kids walk to a park or ride the subway or a bus by themselves. So in Utah, the governor has signed the Free Range Parenting Bill. And it passed unanimously in both chambers of Utah's legislature, believed to be the first in the country. It exempts from the definition of child neglect various activities children can do without supervision. That includes letting children walk, run, or bike to and from school, travel to commercial or recreational facilities, play outside, and remain at home unattended. The law does not say what the sufficient age is. Charlie, what do you think of this law?
Well, when it comes to parenting, I'm probably the least expert to comment on this, but I'll say this. Utah is probably a pretty safe place, and maybe when kids are 5 or 6, or I don't know what the minimum age is for walking to the mall, maybe they can do that safely in Utah. You know, it's really hard to say. I recently went to a college night, and one of the admissions counselors from Mizzou, I think it was, said that when he meets parents who are when he meets kids who are arriving at Mizzou, they have two types of parents. One are the parents who are completely over-involved and answer every question that's posed to the kid. And then there's the kid who seems to have no support whatsoever from any parents or any adult figure. So it's kind of interesting. Hopefully we'll find some sort of happy medium in the middle.
Every so often there are words that make me yearn for the 20th century. Free-range parenting. I mean, what are they, walking free-range chickens? I mean, the concept is strange. I don't think it's... one of the things I've learned as a parent, and my wife Carrie and I are helicopter parents without apology, but everybody's different. Within your own community, we have very responsible parents that had their kids riding their bikes in the neighborhood when they were 6. We would never do that. I mean, it's... everybody's different, and every state's different, every community's different. This is actually, at the risk of sounding like some conservative areas, I don't think it's a role for government. Certainly, there's no one size fits all. Every community's different, and I think one of the things you learn in parenting, again, I hate that verb, is not to judge other parents, and certainly the last thing we need is politicians deciding, you know, what's good and what's responsible.
Oh, we are a judgy society when it comes to judging parents. For example, one of the women who let her daughter ride the subway in New York City, they lived in New York City, so she knew what she was doing. 9 years old, rode the subway to Bloomingdale's. She was excoriated on social media as being America's worst mom. People just piling on.
Everyone's different. And you can't judge. You really can't. It's just like the people on airplanes that try to tell somebody with a crying baby how to handle it. You know, it's you just learn to respect that a loving parent, which most, almost all parents are, everybody mm-hmm. has their own approach.
Hey, I don't know if you guys heard this story that we were running this morning about the Poplar Street Bridge, but I am just marveling at what is going to be taking place this weekend. MoDOT is planning to close the Poplar Street Bridge so crews can slide the eastbound bridge deck 9 feet to the south. They're going to slide the bridge deck onto these newly installed bridge piers. And according to officials, this move is the cheapest way to add a lane into the middle of the bridge. So there'll be like this open, gaping opening in the middle of the bridge while they slide the lanes, 20 million pounds of lanes, over onto these new bridge pilings. Ray Hartman, in the wake of the Miami Bridge collapse and other atrocities that we hear about, do you want to drive over the PSB while they're doing this, or are you going to try to take the EADS instead?
Not especially. There's something unsettling about, I mean, it'd be one thing if somebody else was saying, is MoDOT itself saying, well, we're going to do this because it's cheap. I mean, that's sort of not reassuring. I think MoDOT, you know, I've been supportive of it on tolling authority and some things, but it certainly needs a better approach to communicating with the public than saying, yeah, folks, we're going to, particularly after this horrible tragedy in Miami, yeah, we're doing this because it's cheap.
I think they're probably doing it because it's cheap and safe. And I'm sure there are engineers at MoDOT who have more knowledge about it than we do, who've determined that it's okay. I'm not type A. I'm not the type of guy who goes on a plane and says, hey, here's how the pilot should fly. Maybe I should. But when it comes to bridges, I don't tell the engineers how to build them, construct them, or fix them.
In Miami, it was a school for engineering, basically, that had the tragedy happen on Swan. And I'm with you normally, but I think that they should have put a lot more emphasis on the safety side of it.
I generally don't take the PSB ever. I usually always take the EADS. It's just easier and less traffic, and it doesn't confuse me as much. All right, well, we are going to do a segment when we return called Fill in the Blank. So stay tuned for that as overtime continues. KMOX News Time is 8:48.
This is Overtime.
Don't you understand? We can't stop ourselves.
News Radio 1120 KMOX.
Round three of Overtime at 8:52. Debbie Monterey, Ray Hartman, and Charlie Brennan. Let's fill in the blanks, gentlemen. Governor Greitens goes on the offense with a statewide radio ad buy this week to tell voters he's not backing down from the scandal and should continue in office despite the criminal indictment. Ray Hartman, Greitens' new strategy is?
Protesting too much.
Charlie?
If he's advertising on the Charlie Brennan Show, I applaud it.
Is he? I'm not sure. Do we have Greitens commercials coming up? The rebooted Roseanne. In case you haven't heard, they rebooted the entire series with the original actors and has a pro-Trump twist. It opened with massive ratings, 18.2 million viewers, which is pretty astounding in this day and age, and a 5.1 rating among adults under 50. Charlie Benning, a rating performance like this is?
Pretty incredible, but let's wait for weeks 2, 3, and 4 and see if it lasts.
Ray?
A sign of the time, mostly disinteresting to me, but I'm with Charlie. We'll wait and see how it does.
Facebook stock has plunged 18% amid its data scandal, wiping out nearly $80 billion in market value. Ray Hartman, Facebook's financial future is?
A lot better than most of the rest of us.
Charlie?
Yeah, ain't that the truth? You know, it's a long-term game, and I think this country is hooked on Facebook. I think it's going to be around for a long time.
54-year-old LaDonna Hewitt of Mansfield, Ohio, overcome with the Easter spirit last Saturday. Police say Hewitt was visiting an Easter bunny working at an indoor carousel park when she made suggestive comments and inappropriately grabbed the bunny, all within earshot of families and kids. Police say Hewitt was imagine this, intoxicated, and slurring her words at the time of her arrest. Harassing the Easter Bunny, Charlie, is?
I guess presidential.
Ray Hartman.
I was going to say Trump-like. I mean, he took it.
The return of Cardinals baseball, Ray, makes you feel?
Mildly optimistic.
Charlie?
Great. If it wasn't so cloudy and damp out there, I'd feel wonderful. But no. Hey, go Cardinals.
Yes. And go Blues, by the way.
Go Blues.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. French President Emmanuel Macron announced that school will soon be mandatory for children age 3 and up instead of the current age of 6. The move to make preschool obligatory is intended to help kids in French overseas territories and in poor communities on the mainland remain competitive in the educational system. Charlie, would you like to see this in the U.S.?
Oui, pourquoi pas?
Oh, ooh, look at that.
Why not?
I don't know what is the mandatory age here in the U.S.? I don't even know.
I think it's five or six. But, you know, this is in this country, it'd probably be called preschool.
Sure. What do you think, Ray?
I think it'd be great as long as we're providing the resources to people to make it happen.
Yeah.
And that's a big question. But I think it would be because so much learning's done in early years.
All right, well, here is what's on tap, and it's sponsored by Smart Contractors.
Major Garrett's going to join us. Hey, we've got lots going on. Don't miss it.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.